Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Give me all your raw impressions, your thoughts, your words, your time. I'm in Australia.
I'm in Greenfield, Massachusetts. We are so far, far away from each other. I'm feeling it. I'm really feeling it this time. It's interesting. There's a difference between when you get on a bus and you tour the U.S. versus when you get on an airplane and you fly to like the other side of the planet. It just, I can feel it in my body, your distance. I don't like that. It's been a long time since you've been that far. It was right before COVID.
Yeah, it was 2020, actually.
Mm-hmm. 2020, February of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So I've been spoiled. I had a few years with you, not quite as far.
Yep.
So you're settled into your hotel room. You're already a day ahead of me. It's Valentine's Day where you are.
I'm in Valentine's Day right now.
You're like deep in Valentine's Day? Is it the afternoon there?
Yeah, it's 12:46 p.m.
Okay.
And Melbourne.
Melbourne.
The big
smoke. Do you have your toes showing? Are they exposed?
No, my toes are currently sweating in my socks. It's not that. No. If we want to talk about the weather is quite mild here right now. Apparently it was 100 degrees Fahrenheit here yesterday. But today it's like 70 or 80. It's kind of nice. There was a nice breeze when we got out, when we walked out of the terminal and loaded our equipment into a big van. And then we did the drive into downtown Melbourne.
And disappointed some Taylor Swift fans along the way, because when he landed in Melbourne at the airport there, some folks were hoping they were part of Taylor Swift's band.
A lot of people, including the officials at the airport, inquired, hey, are you with Taylor Swift? Because we were carrying musical equipment. Uh-huh.
And she's also to be in the same place, right?
She's due to be down here, Sydney and Melbourne, as I understand. I didn't look up the dates. I should have. I should have, so I know exactly when she's around. But
wow, well, it sounds like the airport employees are, I mean, they're aware of it.
And when we came out of the, you know, when we came out of baggage claim, you know, where doors open up and then you walk into, you know, the hall where people meet people, there were actually a group of women that asked Jake, our roadie, are you with Taylor Swift? And he said yes, just because he had been asked several times up to that point. And they actually, they went, oh, like they got really excited. And they said, no, I'm kidding.
Because
they were about
broke
to
their hearts.
They were about to lose their, I mean, it was unlike Jake to do that. Because I think he had been asked so many times up to that point. He was like, hey, let me try yes. And then he also was asked, he was also asked if he was in the band Slaughter.
What is happening with Jake?
I don't know. Apparently Slaughter is here playing some sort of heavy rock festival.
I don't know if I know Slaughter. That sounds sort of familiar, but
I think they were like kind of metal light.
Yeah, didn't they have kind of like a romantic hit Did he have long brown hair?
They did. They had long hair, long curly,
eyes or
curly
something.
Locks.
I think there was like a video where they're in some warehouse. It's coming back to me now. Slaughter. Well, sweet. He's so popular. Gosh.
Yep.
Look at that. And yeah. And so not Taylor Swift's band, not Slaughter, just Dinosaur Jr. rolling into Australia.
Yep.
I'm so glad you're there safely. Oh my gosh.
Well, I was kind of wondering what to do for this episode. It is Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Which is special.
Happy Valentine's Day, huh?
It's special.
Yeah. I love love.
Hey, and I figured out a song I can play for you.
Really?
Yep. This is actually my favorite love song. This is my favorite love song.
Okay.
And thankfully, I know it well enough that I think I can just wing. I mean, I just landed. So, you know, hey, I've been in a plane for the last 21 hours. And I'm just going to sing it. I'm just going to try it out. So, but this
will I know it?
I think I've played it for you before, the original. But I'm not sure. You're not a huge fan of.
Oh, is it the Beatles?
It's not the Beatles, but it's Beatles adjacent.
Oh, is it John Lennon?
It is.
Okay.
This song has actually brought me to tears several times in my life, which is.
I am actually proud of myself that I kind of made this connection. Like I figured out what you were. I mean, I don't know the name of the song, but
okay.
Well, go ahead, lay it on me, baby.
Let me play it for you. Love is real. Sorry.
Oh yes, I remember.
Now I'm
this
nervous.
One now.
Yeah, this is, you're like okay. This one.
No, I'm just kidding.
This is a beautiful song. Love is real. Real is love. Love is feeling. Feeling love. Love is wanting to be loved. Love is touch, and touch is love. Love is reaching. Reaching love. Love is asking to be loved. Love is you. You and me. Love is knowing we can be. Love is free. Free is love. Love is living. Living love. Love is needing to be loved.
That's beautiful.
Good tune, John.
That is just straight up beautiful. You know what? I like that one. I like it too.
Perhaps it will be your gateway to the Beatles.
Oh, don't go that far, but I like it as a John Lennon song then. Don't try to bring me over to the Beatles side. But I like that. That was nice.
I've never tried to play it before, and I was really pleased. I pulled it up, and I'm, you know, to learn the chords. And I was like, oh, yeah, there it is.
Oh,
and I kind of...
pretty lovely.
Yeah, I love the recording of that song. I love the lyrics. I love the simplicity of the song.
Me too. I like all those same things you just mentioned. It's tender, right?
Yeah, I think I really honestly, that's my favorite love song.
Oh, maybe that's my note too.
Yeah.
That could be our favorite love song.
I think pretty soon I'll be able to play it without having notes. I wrote out the notes.
Maybe you can play that at Travis and Taylor's wedding because we'll be invited.
Wow, that'll be lovely.
That'll just be lovely.
I thought I was.
I don't know what I'm going to wear, but that'll be lovely.
I thought I was nervous playing it for you right now, and boy,
I know.
Well, wow. Perhaps Lana Del Rey will join in with me.
Oh, maybe she'll accompany me. Accompany.
Yeah, maybe she and I can do a little duet.
Now that would be amazing! Holy cow, Lana Del Rey, yes. Let me help you out, this Lou. She slides on in. Gorgeous, sultry voice, just caressing each word. What's up with the country album themes this year? Because you see that Beyonce just announced at the Super Bowl that she's putting out a country album this year. Lana Del Rey is putting out a country album this year. I don't know if Casey... we call hers country, but Casey Musgraves is back again too this year. I'm like kind of excited about music this year. That's fun.
I'm holding my tongue.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you think it won't be country? Do you think it will be?
I don't know. What does that mean?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Country.
I don't know.
Country is pop now.
Well, I think when I think of country, that's true. Like I think of modern country and boy, we are not the people to really be commentating on that because neither you or I really listen to modern country radio.
I listen to a lot of it,
but not...
Not voluntarily. I hear it a lot in the world.
Oh, well, but I just mean that you and I both have a pretty deep love of some older country and not to be like, I only like their first album, kind of annoying. I'm just saying that like I just do feel a connection to a lot of older country music. I just love country music.
I love a good song, so... There could be a good...
Yeah, you just like a good song. There could be a
new country song that I could absolutely love. You know, there, it's not... I'm not... When I hear that Beyonce is doing a country record or that Lana is... I'm not super excited about Lana Del Rey doing a country album.
Why? I think she could be...
I feel like amazing, she's already...
Kind of like Tammy Wynette or something. She could do like a Tammy kind of...
Well, I suppose if they do it that way, if she,
I mean, I'd love that.
If she comes in like 1960s Tammy Wynette style, who was her producer back then. If Lana Del Rey does a Billy Sherrill-esque production album, I'm there. I'm down. But we'll see. I'm just, I don't, country now, it means so many different things, so many different production styles, some of which, yeah, some of which I you know, are not my favorite, but, excuse me.
Did you just fart?
I didn't. I moved, I moved in my seat. Not yet. Not yet.
Wow. Okay.
Not yet.
Oh my gosh. That would have been really funny. It sounded like a fart, at least on my end. And it kind of looked like it, because you looked like you lifted one cheek, you know, like to release the air that was stuck underneath your butt.
Just so so you know that if it was a real fart, I would say yes, it was.
Okay. Because oh, yeah, right.
I'm raw that way, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell the people. I'm not trying to hide anything.
Yeah. Well, all right, I look forward to your farting on Raw Impression sometime.
I want to make one note about my plane rides today.
Yeah, talk about it.
So on the second flight, the 15 plus hour flight from Los Angeles to Melbourne.
Wow.
I wanted to do my breathing. You know, I'd like to do my breathing exercises on planes where I take 30.
His Wim Hof.
I take my 30 deep breaths. I choose to do them through my nose. Wim does it like open mouth, which I'm like, I like to do it through my nose, because the nose, the nasal cavities, it's a very sophisticated filtering system.
It's your filter, yes.
And when it takes in all of the, it can take in all kinds of things. I would imagine even viruses, and it puts them on a little conveyor belt right down to your stomach acid, where it kind of it sterilizes all of the bad stuff in the air. Maybe not all of it, but quite a bit of it, I would say. Breathing through your nose is the healthy way to breathe. So I take my deep breaths through my nose and then out through my mouth. And on the second flight, the long flight, when I did do that sort of deep breathing, I smelled primarily farts.
Oh.
And like a mixture. It wasn't like, oh, that's, you know what I mean? It wasn't like, it just,
oh,
it was,
wow.
It was kind of
so
like,
you were really like taking in.
It was like, there was a lot of farts in the air, which is not always the case. Is not always the case when I do my breathing on airplanes. And I didn't think that it was like, I didn't think it was like one culprit. I almost felt like it was just this general haze.
Oh, wow.
Of this intestinal.
Just hanging in the air.
Yeah. Huh. So I didn't.
Everyone's butt air just floating around in the airplane.
I didn't do my breathing. And there was also a lot.
I'm actually glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that you were like, no.
But then there was actually a lot of people coughing, too.
Oh, God.
And
did you wear a mask? Did you have a mask with you?
I didn't. But it is one of the first times that I do have a mask with me. It's one of the first times that I've thought about reaching in and putting on a mask.
Yeah.
But what I did.
I'm grateful. Okay. I just wanted to say I am grateful for masks now, for the option. You know, when you're in like a situation like that, I'm glad that we've at least in society been like, hey, if you that makes you uncomfortable, pop on that mask.
Yeah. What I did,
that's my sidebar.
What I did pop, I sort of timed it out. So I thought when the plane had been in the air for about 2 hours or 3 hours, I was like, well, this is about the time that I would go to bed if I was in Australia right now. I did the time zone map.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I took two of my 0.5 alprazolams, and then I took 1 milligram of alprazolam and I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually I picked.
Were you sitting up? Like how? Like
I was sitting up.
How was your body? Okay.
It was good because I had the bulkhead seat because United Airlines thought it was my birthday, which which was wild. I got a birthday card on my on the first flight, the first leg of my journey.
Oh, my God.
They gave me a birthday card, you know, written by the 1357 crew.
Wow.
They thought
they
it was my
so
birthday.
They are so wrong.
Super wrong. Although, when they handed me, I actually had a moment. I did have this moment where I was convinced it was my birthday. I was like, maybe it is my birthday.
Wow.
But that's a total seasonal dyslexia because my birthday is in the middle of summer.
Yeah.
Not the middle of
sure
winter.
Sure is.
But so they gave me this card, so I was like, whoa. And then, so I think when I got into the when I got onto my flight to Melbourne, they changed my seat. They're like, we changed your seat. And they put me in the bulkhead. And I was trying to explain this to you. The bulkhead means there's no seats in front of you, and there's a ton of leg room. So I could fully extend my legs.
Thank God. That's a long flight.
Yeah, so I could do that. So falling asleep.
For your fictional birthday? I mean, I don't
understand this. For my fictional birthday, I think.
Is this standard practice? They just give people better seats for their birthdays? I've never even seen this happen.
I've never heard of it. I've never heard of it. I think maybe the word came down from United headquarters that they needed to go that little extra. Because United is not, in general, United is not, they are not the best customer service airline.
Oh.
I would hand that.
I never fly it. I always fly Delta or JetBlue. So
they
I
can
don't know.
Be they can, it's like American, United. They can be a little cranky. Uh-huh. A lot of the people have worked there for a long time. Maybe the atmosphere just isn't of like Delta.
Maybe too many farts.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Delta is more of like, I mean, it's based in Atlanta. I don't know, maybe that has something to do with it. Delta is just they're a little kinder. Just a little bit kinder. Anyway, maybe
I think so.
Maybe United has sort of upped their kindness game, and they've decided to They've decided to really go the birthday route. So anyway, I was able to sleep sitting up fairly comfortably. So when my two alprazolams hit me and put me under, I fell asleep for a long time.
Oh wow!
But
how long?
I don't really know. On that flight, I decided I didn't watch any movies.
You didn't?
No, I didn't do anything other than sit in my seat. Because I think when I entered the plane and I realized I would be there for 15 and a half hours, I kind of just, I don't know what it is. I disconnected. I disassociated. And I just sat in my seat. Wow. And waited for the right time to take my pills, and then I fell asleep.
Right.
But when I woke up from my pill sleep, I realized I'd been sleeping with my mouth open probably the whole time.
I bet you had. Yeah.
So I'm a little worried about that. I'm a little worried about just sitting there taking anything floating around in there into my lungs. But you've actually made me feel better about this, Adele. You've said that actually the filtration, the air quality on planes is much better than we think it is.
Well, that's what I was reading about during COVID, is that they were saying that you know, I think it's better, you know.
Well, in any case, it doesn't filter farts.
Right. Right. Well, you and I we did plan our COVID booster, the updated booster, to be 2 weeks before this trip. So not saying you won't get COVID, but maybe it will lessen it.
There's plenty of other lung afflictions to be to be acquired on a long. I've ended up in Australia.
I mean, you can just get a sinus.
No,
you know?
I've had sinus infections and lung infections in Australia after my long flights there.
I believe it. I mean, I think that any time you're kind of in a contained space like that, yeah, I don't know. I'd probably get sick, knowing me. Is it time to wrap it up, Daddy-O? How did we do for our Valentine's remote episode?
I think we did pretty well.
We're both wearing space buns.
Yes,
that's what Izzy calls them.
Yeah,
this could be our... We'll put on little buns.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I like it actually.
You look cute.
I dig it.
And you said you liked it on me too. So
you look. Yeah, the space buns are totally working for me. But you're 10,000 miles away. 13,000 miles.
So far. I know. I miss you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.